is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
name Sadie.
It's young for the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Well, Spotify, welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Danny.
I'm Nana.
And together we are...
Nana, yeah.
R&B
is not dead.
R&B is back.
Yeah,
shout out to Tank. Oh, Tank dropped a new album. I'm supposed to listen to it anyway.
Tank.
Yeah.
Dropped a new album. Specimen of a man.
Yeah. Shout out to Tank.
He's fine. He can sing. Like,
he can sing, bro. He can sing.
Wow. Did I just hear some? Like, he can sing.
He
like,
can sing,
Jesus,
bro.
Jesus. Please. Keep it in your pants.
Okay. Wow. I like the fact that the old guys are dropping again. Neil dropped, even though. He dropped and then there was country. Did you listen to the new album? I sent it to you. Did you listen to the new album?
I listened to like two. I was like, oh god.
You listened to the song, the just one about the...
Yes.
But it was a nice song though, right?
The nice song.
Yeah. Man.
Funny enough, Neo used to be like one of my, like my best.
And, no, not like one of, he is. He's that dude. He's like that.
Be, like that back then.
Yeah. No, but, Neo, just because he divorced his wife, you don't like
him again. No, I always liked him. I'm saying like, he stopped. Releasing music
for a while,
Just like
he said he now started everything more production
and
writing. He doesn't know writing. He wrote a song for Beyonce that won a Grammy.
Yeah, he writes a lot of
songs. Though, like when I was into the podcast he did with CD Tinnies, like I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Neo
is a fantastic singer, trust me, fantastic singer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I need to listen to that album.
Yeah.
So how are you? I didn't ask how you been?
Not like you care anyway.
Okay, wow. Alright. You're just gonna show that to my face like.
Not like you care. But I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to the motions. I feel like when somebody asks, how are you?
You start to think.
How are you is a very, very invasive question.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's me, but so usually what I do, like if I'm not really close to you, I don't ask how are you, I just ask, I'm like, you good?
If you ask me,
yeah,
I'll just keep it on.
So, yeah,
it's
like...
I'm fine.
Yeah, except that if you're not close to that person, what are you supposed to say? It's like... But then again, if I'm really in a bad mood,
yeah,
or I'm really going through stuff, and they ask me how I am, do I tell this person how I really am, or should I just tell this person what he wants to hear?
Yeah.
Or maybe the person wants to really know how I'm doing, but I'm not sure...
Or maybe just like, what they call it, courtesy.
Yeah, just because it's just a nice thing to say. But then it's just like, do I say that? Does this person really need to know what's going on in my head? Mm. That kind of thing. So I don't know. How are you? It's a very invasive question.
Well, I'm okay, I guess.
You're like, I'm good. So if I ask you, you're good, have no reason to tell me you're bad. You just say, oh yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you know, then they will just keep it.
Some
flowing.
People can change it for
some
you.
Some people can change that. If somebody says, oh I'm not, I'm going to that.
You should have just let it go.
I'm like, do I really need to hear this?
If the person says, I'm not good, just like, don't worry,
you'll be fine. You'll be alright. Sometimes you're like,
you'll be alright.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Because we just did a therapy episode during the on Saturday, on Sunday, right? Came out on Sunday. We should be very caring and.
I guess, but I mean, she also said she stayed true to herself.
Stop!
I mean,
you know that Normie always has a back, like, Then she also has the opposite and says, like, okay, she can swing both ways. Yes. Like, it becomes a, like, yeah, she said this and she said this as well. So, yeah, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm fine with disappointing people. I don't have a problem with that.
No. I struggle with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a gift and a curse, I guess. Anyway, it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift.
Oh, please.
You know I'm caring. I'm actually very caring. You know that.
I didn't say I'm not caring.
Yeah, so don't make me zoom
caring.
Like,
it's true.
Like,
it's
like,
true.
Come on, please, come on.
It's true.
I do. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, my week has been going fine. Not fine, but nobody cares. Daniel,
it's okay.
Go on. Yeah,
it's fine.
I always like to hear. It's like I want to start going to a deep dive. But like, no, nobody cares. You guys are here for the show. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's give you guys a show.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. I'm not dying. In case. There's people that actually care about me. There are people that actually care about me. So I don't want them to start like, oh, Daniel's actually going through something. Like, I feel like this boy is drowning in his sorrows. No, I'm fine. Please, no, it's not. You guys should not be worried. I'm fine. I'm good. I got people around me if I need stuff, okay? So I'm fine. Okay?
I'm not there, Sha.
Yeah. She's not there all of the time, yeah. So yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. She. I mean, Naomi has told me before that. What did Naomi, there's something Naomi said in that, and she was like,
every day is a problem.
Shut up! You said it. And you were like, you said it in passing, but I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take that in consideration.
What did I say? I said a lot of things in passing.
Yeah, you said a lot of things in passing. But yeah, I knew it was in passing, so obviously I know I'm not taking it seriously.
Because say
I still came with the problem.
But yeah, say it.
You know, but yeah, it's fine.
Say it.
I mean, when I was writing my exam, remember when you said that? Exactly what you said.
Because let me tell you guys about this guy.
You know what she said?
That's why I know that he's therapy. Because he has coconut hair and you never hear word. I told him something. Don't do this thing.
Yeah.
They are not prepared for it. How can you be reading for something?
Yeah.
Like 1 week or 2 weeks and you think that you are going to pass. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
This guy did not listen. Say, I will still do it. Like, why? Why are you rushing for?
Yeah.
And I was like, if anything happens, I've already said what I want to say.
No, not even. Say what you said. Be explicit. How you said it.
I don't remember
say.
What I said.
Now your brain is
I
not...
I don't remember. But I said something like, if you fail, don't come and meet me or...
Don't cry to me.
Don't cry to me. Yeah, because you don't listen.
That's what he said.
And that's the truth.
That hurt me.
At the end of the day...
You broke my soul.
You know? You didn't break any soul. At the end of the day, what I said happened.
Yeah.
And this nigga...
I didn't call you.
He didn't call me actually, but I knew.
Yeah.
I knew that he, you see. That
but I didn't feel everything, so which was?
That's why I said, tell people, listen.
I didn't feel everything.
Listen to your friends, because they are wiser than you.
I feel too, but it's fine.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Still pass.
We'll see right there exam again. But anyway,
let's go into today.
Let's go into today's show. I'm making it known. We already know that Naomi is emotionally unavailable. That's a fact.
I'm really trying to be available, but I can't do it.
You can't. Like, it's
not. Maybe it's therapy. I need to find out what the cause of my issue is.
I think you should talk to either Dr. Naya or Abonale.
I feel like I do need to.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to one of them.
A lot of things are going to come out on that.
I'm sure. Floodgates, actually. A lot of shit.
Wow,
a lot.
You must think that I'm really
what?
Mental.
Mental is an understatement. You are crazy.
I didn't want to use crazy because I say mental.
Okay, I'm mentally crazy. Crazy is a strong word, but you're not right.
I'm not right. It's fine. We are not all okay. Like I will only say.
Yeah.
So
see, yeah, so we're not all okay.
We are not all okay.
Yeah.
Some people are more not okay than some people.
Well, it's a spectrum, 0 to 10. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Hope you guys listened to that episode. That episode was really fun. Please, guys, go check out that episode.
Yeah.
Listen to this one as well, because this one is a bit. We're going to. You know how we like doing some comics?
Yeah.
But like taking real life situations from comics. I mean, that's a common thing.
And guys, let me tell you something. That's why I don't like Daniel, because he was like, listen to this Miss Pat because she's fat and she's funny.
That was not what I said.
Like, she's even big. No, she was not like, and you were like, she's big. And why don't you know her? Like, I don't understand. And the big people, do you have a conference or something? They're supposed to meet ourselves.
I did not say that. Okay.
You said it, Miss Pat, one other woman. I can't remember her name.
Wow.
What's the other woman?
Wow.
Just say it. You know the person I'm talking about. What's the other person?
No, I think she was the only one I recommended.
No, he said Miss Pat and one other woman. There's another
that she's
one.
Big.
Yes.
Ah, who
there's another person you called.
Michelle. Yeah.
So I don't even know. He wasn't surprised. Like, how don't you know them? Yeah. They're big and they're funny. They're like, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to know big conferences and we see ourselves.
Yeah, Michelle. You see that? And speaking about that, Teddy Ray, it just so happens that Teddy Ray is also big. He died during the last
week.
That?
You see how he segued into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very funny. I repeat to
Teddy. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
One of my favorite comics. I don't even know the cause of death. That's the annoying thing. But that guy was really funny.
It's fine.
More power to his family, rest in peace and all of that. So what are we doing today? What are we doing today, Naomi?
We are going to listen to Miss Pat.
Yeah.
The person I'm supposed to know, apparently.
Yeah.
Daniel said she's funny, so let's check out if she's actually funny.
Yeah, she's funny. She has some life events that we're going to draw from.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So let's go into the episode proper.
Yep.
All right.
How the hell y'all doing? I start by saying, ladies, I've been trying to lose weight, but I'm in that first stage. You know when we're just thinking about it. I gotta lose weight because I'm tired of shopping at plus size stores like Lane Bryant. Who in the fuck told Lane Bryant that fat girls like wildlife prints on their clothes? Zebra, tiger, alligator, Godzilla. I'm walking through the mall with my polar bear shirt on. And my leopard pants. Do you know security had a nerve and try and tranquilize me? I'm like, get the hell away from me, I'm not a polar bear. But I do like shopping there when they got my favorite panties on sale, 3 for $60. Material cost. But I hate when the cashier don't know what it feels like to be a plus size woman. I get to the register with my 3 for $60 panties. The cashier gonna have in there to take my drawers and hold them up. And start folding them like the American flag.
That's funny, bro. That's funny.
You see what I said? You see what I said in the beginning? You see why Daniel wants me to listen to this. That's why Daniel chose this video.
There's no even title on this video. It just says this part and that.
I've not watched this YouTube every time.
I've not seen this particular one. That's why I told you when I've seen almost all our stand-up. But I wanted us to do one where I've not seen. So I've not seen this one.
It's a lie. You see what Daniel is saying? Okay, first thing she said she's trying to lose weight. Are you trying to
Are you triggered?
I don't understand. No,
let's talk about it. Are you triggered?
I'm not triggered.
But
I'm just saying, it's obvious.
She has not lost weight.
Daniel is just trying to say,
I'm not triggered.
This is the story of her life. That's what he's trying to say.
Oh my god.
But it's okay. It's fine. I don't have any problem with people making fun of themselves.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's okay.
Wow.
Let's listen.
Anyway, but she's funny.
She's funny.
Think about, like, you go to a store at buying panties, and then the person who is handling.
Why the person have to?
Yeah, so why do you have to show my panties? It's like an American flag.
Like, what is your problem? Can't you put it down?
Must you show the whole world that I'm wearing a size, whatever? Anyway, that's crazy. Let's go.
I look back, people salute me and shit. And I don't know if you know this, but when you a plus size woman, other plus size women automatically think you they friends. I'm like, get the fuck away from me, fat girl. We may not be fat for the same reason. You probably ate too much. My thyroids could be fucking up. I'm from Atlanta. I grew up in Atlanta. Not the good part, the hood. I grew up with an alcoholic parent. I don't know if any of you guys ever had alcoholic, drunk-ass parents. But my mom was the type of alcoholic, the more she drank, the more she wanted to motivate me. Every day when I come home from school, she would say shit like, Pat, reach for the stars. And I hope you hit the sun and burn up. Be all you can be, and if that don't work out, you can always be a hoe.
Damn.
Like, damn, mom, I'm 8 years old. But my mother wasn't the type of parent that did a lot of whooping because she was a very small lady and she had 5 kids that was a lot bigger than her. So my mama walked around every day, y'all, with a 22 pistol and used to threaten the hell out of her.
Oh my God.
One day I forgot to wash dishes. She busted my room like a sniper. Pa-pow, bitches, didn't I tell y'all to wash them dishes? I'm thinking like, we poor as hell. Where she keep getting all these bullets from?
That's funny.
That's funny.
Oh, damn. Yo. Yeah. How do you carry a gun to your... Like, because you want... That's trauma. And oh, this is why God. This is why I love her. And if you watch her, her sitcom on BET, which is on season 2 now, you guys should check it out. Okay,
yeah.
Miss Pat. She, her life is messed up, but she puts it in comedy.
Yeah.
Like we're laughing now, but even then she was laughing at this. She didn't even know what it meant. Yeah. If you watch all of her stand-up, she'll tell you that she didn't even know what she was going through at the time, but she just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
Right. And she, I mean, I hope she gets to the point where she tells you she got pregnant at 15 or 14 as well. But like she's very, she thought her life is chaotic, but she brings out the funny out of it, and it's real life situations that happen. Imagine how can your mother be pointing gun at you? Is that not crazy?
I don't understand.
It's like it's like a poor, but you can buy bullets. But well, let's continue.
You shouldn't have more bullets than you do food. But the shit that used to piss me off the most about my mom, y'all, is every day when I came home from school, she would take me into her bedroom and make me sit in a chair and just throw a fucking newspaper in my lap and force me to read her horoscope. Because she couldn't read. But it used to piss me off because I couldn't read either. So I would make up shit. Sagittarius, stop shooting at your kids. Daddy ain't coming back. You look better with teeth. And I will say this, growing up in the hood, I've been through a lot of my life. I have. I've been shot 2 times and hit by a dump truck.
What?
Nobody gives a fuck who shot me. They like, who hit you with a dump truck? The same dude who shot me.
Damn.
We was in love. I wish this shit wasn't true. So the first time I got shot, I was standing on the corner in my neighborhood. I was 15 years old, and I was standing there one night, and I'm running inventory through my small business.
Okay.
Jugs.
And this guy ride up, and he started shooting, so I started running. Y'all, I ran down through this alley, and I jumped over this fence. I know what y'all thinking, Miss Pat, your big ass ain't jumped over the fence. Fuck y'all, that was 20 years ago. Back when fences were really strong. I ran into my girlfriend house, she was like, what's wrong? I'm like, they out there shooting. She was like, why you got blood all over your shirt? I looked down, my whole right side is full of blood. So you know, ladies, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I snagged my nipples on the fence. Cause they hang like that.
No, this one is hilarious. They say they hang like that. That's hilarious.
Wow.
I mean, as a big person, dude, like sometimes you feel like, okay, let me not speak for big people. Do you feel like sometimes it's like people look like you, people just see and they're like, they just already have like notions already, like
yeah, 10,
5, 15 notions already in their head. Like, okay, yeah. This person probably.
Yeah. And I don't even care. Like, it's just like you see me, I'm like, oh. I don't know what, I don't even know what's in their mind. Like,
yeah, you probably ate a whole car. Ate a whole truck.
It's like, oh, this is another fat kid. Like, I don't, like, that. I'm sure that's why I have this personality. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, anything you can say.
Because if you care too much about everything.
Exactly. Like, so if you can't say it to my face, then it's invalid. Say it to my face, then you know what's up now.
You will sit down
fuck you up.
come. Yeah, but like,
I like what she said when she said like, all fat people they feel like yeah they are friends. Like,
yeah, yeah, she was
like, yeah, some people like, oh my friend,
let's
like,
connect. On the, yeah, like, bro, like, see people don't do that.
I don't understand. Like, what?
It's like, it's a rare community. Yeah, like, we have to come together.
You don't have to. You don't have to like. You can just be fat on your own. You know,
but like, you see a big person and be like, game, not a nice game. You like, you give them.
Yeah,
the look.
Yeah, I give them like game, recognize the look. Like, I'm like, I get.
That's
you.
What's up.
I get that, but we don't have to be friends. Like, it's okay, it's fine.
But I feel like sometimes it's like, you know, when we did the community and the group versus individual episode, we talked about like humans just like being in groups. Like, you feel like you're not alone when you feel like you're in a group. That's like, okay. Like, is there a sense of like, you feel like, okay, if I see somebody who is like me, like, okay, you feel kind of like,
yeah, I don't really,
free,
no,
maybe free, like, okay, I don't have to.
If I see people, like, okay, or let me use an example of maybe when you are going for something and you see people in a crowd and you see someone that looks like you,
yeah,
obviously that's the person I'm going to meet first.
Comfort,
yes,
yeah.
But like, okay, yeah, I can
relate. We connect on that.
Yeah, not. And you have the you have this notion that, oh, this person will not judge me,
yeah,
because we are like the same.
Yeah.
So I understand that, but at the same time,
yeah,
you don't really have to be friends. But I feel like, and I feel like most like fat people are friendly. I've not seen any fat person that
I'm
is
like
standoff.
I'm like
standoffish. I can say that because I'm fat. So
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Big people. Yeah, like, yeah, sure. People. Like, I don't
plus
understand.
Size.
Like,
plus size. I don't like when people
it's
say
way
so,
too
you
much.
Know, you know what I feel is fat. You know when. Why I term as fat? Fat is, I don't say obese, but like fat is when you don't even care anymore. Like, you see, you're just letting yourself go.
No, fat is just be someone that's just fat.
I know, but like, I feel like before I call somebody fat, it's like, oh, man, this one has just doesn't care again. You know those ones that they show on TLC?
Yeah, sure.
They cannot leave their bed.
Yeah.
That's like, okay.
Nah.
How do we get here?
Okay, let me rephrase.
Yeah, like
big and plus size. Yeah,
because okay. you still move.
Yeah, I feel like plus size people are more friendly, I guess.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, I've not seen anyone that is not that like that cares so much.
Yeah.
But there are some like that care so much about their weight or how people see them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I find out that me, I gravitate towards people that just
don't care.
Like,
yeah,
it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Man, I may not have always looked like this, but I was always like
a big
I was always
kid.
Big.
I
was a big
kid.
So it's not like I've known any other.
No,
like,
your family
life.
Is from a big family.
Yeah.
So I understand. People who may not. So that's why she was saying that, oh, all fat people are not fat the same way. They're like, okay, I'm big because, oh, my family, I come from a history of big people.
Yeah.
So there was no way I was going to escape it.
Yeah.
There are some that is like, oh, over time, they just gain weight.
Yeah.
There are some that, oh, they just did not stop eating.
Yeah, true.
They're just eating and it's like, and here's the thing, right? And you see somebody, you see people who are like, okay, and you've probably been gaining weight over time. Yeah, like because you eat a lot, you eat at weird hours, like you eat 2 a.m.
Yeah,
you understand? Those kind of people, it's like you're just eating. Of course, you're going to get fat, and then I see find you eating more. It's like, madam, I think at some point, or sir, maybe you need to start going to the gym at some point, that kind of thing. Where you need to like at least get healthy for healthy reasons. But there are just some rest, like they could not escape.
Yeah,
they're just born big. You've seen big kids all the time.
Yeah.
So
my family, we come for a big
it's
fine.
When you're big, you're big.
Exactly. So I don't see any issue with that. But I was going to say something, I forgot what I wanted to say. But
do you still feel sometimes like insecure about it? It's like maybe
it
I
doesn't.
Can.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I.
Yes,
I
do sometimes.
At least for health reasons.
Yeah. Like, see, sometimes it's even like me seeing like a club that I like and can't.
You can't
me.
Pick this.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish
you.
I was.
Yeah.
But at the end, say you wish, but you're not. Like
you're not,
even
yeah.
like sometimes I'm like some things I even do. I'm not meant to. Sometimes people are surprised. Like, you can do this thing.
Yeah, like,
I didn't know that.
No, you can move. No.
Yeah.
No, that's one thing. Like. Naomi can move. If there's anything you know about Naomi, like she doesn't, she
I'm
can
active, yes,
pick her body up.
Yes.
Yeah. Pause.
I can remember. No, I just remember that time when we went to LCC.
Yeah.
That I went to go and climb that. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this. See, classic. See, let me tell you something. If there's anything, you know when I always say that, I have anxiety. That was my highest form. I have never had. Naomi did something that was crazy. Let me tell you the story. So you know, I don't know if you guys have gone to LCC, right? It's in Lekki.
Lekki Conservation Center.
Where like they have, you have to climb all these crazy places. Like there's this kind of heights you have to really climb.
Yeah.
So really, like you have to climb. What did they call that place? You have to use
tree house. Or
tree house. The tree house. Yeah. And it was so high, and all of us scared people. We ran up.
Yeah.
And left Auntie down. You know. Thing about it is now, it's messed up, but we told you to be giving to hold the camera. And
yeah.
It's like, so you guys really think I was like, I cannot climb. Every time I feel like that, it's like,
this nigga
actually left me down here to take all the pictures while they have fun. It's like, thinking back, I was like, why did we even do that? Like, that was crazy.
You see skinny people, they just do shit without thinking.
Just climb. Like, myself, shout out to Grace.
Grace, yes.
And Ify was there as well.
Yeah, Ify was there, but she didn't climb. She didn't climb. And, she can't do it.
No, Ify let her climb. She climbed. Mm. Ify climbed. She climbed. She did climb. Yeah. She was behind me even. Then, what's her name? Grace's friend, the light skinned one.
I can't remember her
name. Anita or something. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but.
Eniola.
Is it Eniola? No, that was the dark one. She didn't stay. It was the other lady, the other one, fair one. Anita, I think Anita is her name. I can't remember her name. But yeah, we all of us climbed. Of course, I was leading the pack, obviously. That's the only guy. I had to lead the pack. So I climbed up and I was not bringing everybody in. Grace climbed, everybody else climbed. And then Naomi was already doing the whole video thing. And then, next thing. We're climbing, everybody was climbing up. And I turned back. Now I heard Naomi's voice. I was like, this one is not bad. Naomi was up with us. I was like, Jesus, why are you doing this? I said, go down. She's like, no. And I said, Naomi, don't see if you fall for here today. I was so scared. You know how somebody's at the height? Even me that I'm skinny, right? Mm. At that height, I was scared.
Yeah.
Like any slip up. I'm before, down.
Yeah.
It was too high. In hindsight, I don't even know why I did it. I was like, God, who sent me this message? If I fall here today, what will I tell my father that I came after NYC, I came here to be doing? Ha! I was so scared. Only to have seen Naomi coming up. I was like, Jesus Christ. He just came for you. I remember begging. I was like, Naomi, come down. Naomi said, no, I can climb. And she actually climbed to the tree house. Raise her leg, everything. I was like, yo, this chick is. Since that day, I was like, okay, all right. This chick is actually, she's more athletic than we want to believe. I fear you, daddy. Make I just tell you, I fear you, die, guy. You gave me.
I remember that day. I know you were shocked.
I was scared for you. Because, you know, and because of the way the ladder was, like, with our shoe, you know, we're wearing the
dance boots, yeah.
You can easily sleep because I remember sleeping.
Yeah.
And because I was athletic, I was able to like regain and like move.
Yeah.
I was like, if this chick sleep one beat, boom, it's grand. It's straight. What do you have to tell mommy? And you know we came from the house. Yes. I was like, if all I tell your mother that we went to climb, ha! Hey, whoa, I said no, please calm down. But she didn't listen, as usual.
Yeah.
She has coconut head.
Like me, so. We have coconut head. But that's what I'm saying, like, I'm not even your typical, like, if you
think, typical,
your typical,
girl.
Like, fat yeah, she person, moves, she moves. They're doing student, they are sluggish, like, yeah. that's not me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're ready, if you see me, I think like that, then okay. Yeah. If I remember in camp, when we were in camp, that time, the soldiers came to me and be like, I like how you move.
You move.
I'm like, okay, all like. Right. Okay, whatever.
I'll do this
for you.
Like, I'll do this. I'll move.
They're like, you know, even like other people see some of them, they're not, they will not even, they cannot even walk with. Look at you, carry yourself. Like, so they actually liked me that time in camp because of that. So sometimes they will not even, they were like, oh, this biggie, this coming biggie. They're like, oh, this biggie's room, you guys, don't worry, no need to come out for my room. So that time, my roommates liked me well because of that shit. So, but let me tell you something about camp.
Yeah.
When I entered camp, I swear to God, I always thought like, okay, I'm very big.
Yeah.
But when I entered camp,
you saw people.
I was like,
yo, that's what's up. It's like, yo, that one is not fat.
It's fat, but me, I'm still fat too.
So it's like, so you cannot shame.
I can't, no, I, it's not about shame, but I was like, okay.
Thank
like,
God.
I didn't
thank
know.
God for my life.
I was like, I swear, I didn't know that people were like, this big. So sometimes when we are in those Rami market, they will come and meet me. Mm. I'm saying, oh, my friend, I know
you want to connect.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they are friends just because you are big.
Yeah. Some people like, you know, I'm Nigerian stuff now. All these people like, I see your sister there now. This is rubbish. I'm like, okay.
Nigerians are so. I hate Nigerians, like
the life of a typical, like, if you are someone that gets mad at every slight jab, then.
Yeah, see,
just gonna lose weight immediately.
Please.
But if for the life of like a normal, like, plus size person in Nigeria, like,
you are gonna
take a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not as if you're not supposed to, you don't really care. It's a normal thing. So yeah, it's not ideal, but it's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
And that's just there.
Now, I like the fact that she can move. That's one thing I like. Naomi will move. Like, if it's moving, she will move. You know. That's why I think you're going to, like, when you really start doing the whole gym thing.
You're going to
thrive at it because. I mean, see, for me, I don't think, you know, there are people that just get bigger, just like life in general. Like stages, like the way you are when you are, that's not the way you were when you were 15.
Yes,
you've grown. Like, even me, the way I look now, I'm still skinny, but if I look at my picture 15 years ago, when I've grown, I've gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching somebody's story the other day, and the person was trying to tell her story from when she was 2 to 5, and then, oh, you saw her at 2. Okay. Regular size kid.
Yeah.
5, regular size kid. 10, regular size kid. When she started hitting puberty, maybe at 12, 13, you started to see that, okay, she started to change a bit, she started to add a bit of weight. But it was still a normal size weight.
Yeah.
Guess what? She's 13 now, and she's big. She's as big as you. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, how did we get? You can say it's food. You can say it's no.
Yeah.
It's just
sometimes
life.
Sometimes you just
get bigger. Yeah. Like, it's just a normal. You get bigger.
Yeah.
That's why it's just like you. The way I would look at 40 is not the way I look now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I would had. You just add weight generally as humans. So. Is there a part of, okay, maybe you have a responsibility to regulate that? Yes, there's that. But people get big with age.
Yeah.
That one is just a fact. With age, you get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
True.
But yeah.
I think maybe the topic of this episode should be weight. Weight and everything in between.
Let's continue with part.
Let's continue, I
give y'all a few minutes. I know there's some scary shit, white people. Don't feel sorry for me. If you're feeling sorry for me, write me a check. I look at my shirt and I'm bleeding really bad. I'm like, get me to the hospital. Y'all, we get to the hospital and the doctor examined me. He was like, ma'am, somebody blew your right nipple off.
Oh. Damn.
I'm like a bullseye? He was like, yeah, but you lucky. Because if you was an A cup, you would have died.
Damn.
Them little titties would have got you killed, baby.
Big titties.
Big titties for the win.
Big titties energy.
You see that shit?
You see how big titties can save you.
You see that shit?
Big titties saving lives since 1960.
I mean, if I'm sure you'd have just gone through the person's chest.
That's how she was having the girl in front and saying, your little titties wouldn't have made it. That's what she said. Yeah, like.
Be real titties. These titties smell like feet in the middle. You okay, baby? You okay? You know, white girls don't like you talking about their titties. But I tell you, my life changed, y'all, when I went through the welfare to work program doing Bill Clinton. And I tell you, I don't know if you ever been on welfare, but welfare is a lot like diabetes. If the mama get it, there's a good chance the daughter might get it. My mama got it, my sister got it, my nieces got it, I got it, my fucking daughter didn't get it. Because let me tell you, I got a 21-year-old niece that got 5 kids, and she's on welfare. And I told her the other day, I was like, girl, won't you stop having all these damn babies and get a job? She was like, I can't get no job. I'm like, why? Tell me, because I got ADHD and I smoke weed. I'm like, what? Michael Phelps got ADHD, smoke weed, ate gold medal, and a Subway commercial. I
Justin Timberlake got ADHD and he brought sexy back.
How are you talking about?
But I tell you, I was on the welfare to work program. On this program, I was able to get my GED, get off parole, and get my very first job. And I'm doing like most people do when they get their very first job working at McDonald's in the hood. I'm stealing $100 a day out of the restaurant. You know they don't pay shit. I had just stole $100, y'all, and in walked this white dude with a suit on with a plug in his ear. So, you know, I'm thinking like, holy shit, they done caught me stealing. I'm going back to jail. 2 seconds later, he say, it's clear, send them in. In walked President Jimmy Carter. Now, let me tell y'all something. In this point of my life, I was a straight hood rat. I had just stopped robbing white people and running out of grocery stores and shit. And I remember Jimmy Carter's face with my social studies book, but I couldn't remember his name for shit. He get to my restaurant, I do the most ghetto shit ever. I looked at Jimmy Carter, I'm like, nigga, where the fuck I know you from?
Jimmy Carter came to your store. That's hilarious. That's like you don't know Obama. That's crazy.
Secret Service bust out laughing. The boy with the grill's like, no, Patricia, that's the President of the United States. I turn around to my nigga, I told y'all I know your ass. Your cheeseburger free. Thank y'all, I'm Miss Pat.
Oh, that's hilarious. Shout out to this part.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's funny. Mm. Man, that's, you know how some people are very like oblivious about like politics generally. Yeah. Like, they just don't. Like, how can you not know Jimmy Carter? Like, I'm not even American, but I know Jimmy Carter. Come on. Come on. Yeah, that was really funny. I was glad we did that. You're still laughing. Yes, of course, that's funny. It's like, nigga, where do I know you from? Nigga, I'm the president. It's like, how do you not know that I'm the president? Ah, oh, shout out to Miss Pat. If you like this episode, please do check it out. Enjoy the share, like, subscribe on Spotify. Hit that bell on Spotify so every time we drop, you get a notification. Okay.
Yeah.
Naomi.
Yeah, guys. So you see now, this is what we call funny people, not the ones that Daniel brings, like the white people.
I think we should do B-Boy, another B-Boy.
No.
Maybe that one was a bad one. The B-Boy is actually, B-Boy in the
comic space, you can do that off the show. Not on the show, please. Wow. Let's look for something.
Just because we were triggered on the last one.
Okay. I don't want.
But this one was supposed, you said this one was going to trigger, yet you liked it.
I didn't say it was, I said it's not triggering me.
You were saying that because I picked it because...
No, but you did.
I didn't.
You did.
I said listen to Miss Pat because she's funny. You added
Miss Pat. Oh my God. I know. Do you know I said he said it? Because every time he says Miss Pat, like, yeah, and she's big too. Okay, what am I going to do with and she's big too? Like, okay. So
she relatability. Did you relate?
Bro, you see that shit? Bro, you see that shit?
All right, cool.
This was
I relate to all the
skinny people. I relate to all the
skinny comics out there, okay?
Skinny people, they do the most, man.
Okay, man. We'll see you guys on the next episode, okay?
Yeah.
We're dropping the movie movie review.
I thought they were dropping the movie. I was like, I was like, what? When did I act?
I can't drop the movie. Of course, I'm going to drop a movie at some point.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
I believe that shit.
Yeah. Maybe write a movie script for people.
No, I'm going to act.
That's one.
No.
When's that acting? Oh, that's great. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. People liked your rendition.
Shout
out to you.
Shout out to you.
We can do that. I can write you a script if you want to add. So if you get the gig, just plug your boy.
I'll try.
I know. We'll see you guys next week, okay? Peace.
Peace, one love.
Bye.
Bye.